From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The Voices of Rural Colorado Legislative Forum began yesterday in Denver. The two-day event includes panel discussions on transportation, education, and health care specific to the challenges facing Colorado's rural communities. KRCC's Catherine Claire Ninus has more.
The event was co-hosted by three rural community advocacy groups, including Action 22, which represents nearly two dozen of the state's southern counties. Colorado Springs resident and Action 22 interim director Bob Stovall helped organize the event and says his main issue is transportation. He says traffic and road congestion isn't as big of a concern for more sparsely populated areas.
We still need the capacity, but more important, we need the roads to be maintained in good condition so that our commerce can move well on those highways.
Stovall says other transportation issues include trying to safely accommodate for cars and slow farm equipment on small two-lane highways. This is the first year all three rural advocacy groups have combined their annual legislative visits. More than 20 state lawmakers were scheduled to speak and nearly 100 people attended. For KRCC News, I'm Catherine Claire Ninus.
The Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center and Colorado College have entered into conversations about the possibility of a substantial partnership. In a joint statement from both institutions, the boards and leadership of the two are each looking at if joining together would better serve their respective missions. No official decisions have been made. And as a disclaimer, Colorado College is KRCC's licensee. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.